Walmart Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Right now, the Supreme Court is hearing Republican arguments challenging the Voting Rights Act, which forbids racial discrimination in voter districts. A ruling for Louisiana could greenlight other states to redraw their maps and eliminate black and Latino seats. Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to swear in Arizona Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. She says it's because he knows she's the vote needed to force a showdown on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
In the Senate, they're going to vote again today to try to end the shutdown, but the ninth time probably won't be the charm as Democrats demand the restoration of health insurance coverage for millions about to lose it. The flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza is resuming after a two-day break. Israel says one of the four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage. This is ABC News. President Trump says the latest strike on a boat near Venezuela is lawful. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott in Washington.
Certainly going to contribute to rising tensions. The president announced on social media that the United States moved forward with yet another deadly strike on an alleged drug boat off the coast of Venezuela. The president saying that six people on board were killed. This is the fifth strike that the U.S. has carried out. And we just heard from Venezuela, their foreign ministry, responding to this, calling it a pure violation of international rights by the U.S.
Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers on strike now in California, wanting better wages, better staffing, but the hospital says its existing offer is already generous.
It's been working with the unions to provide competitive wages and are prepared to increase those wages 21.5% over the next 4 years. But that's a far cry from the union's demand of 25%, which Kaiser says is out of step with today's economic realities and would force them to raise premiums.
This is ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay City leaders are looking to overhaul zoning codes to promote housing affordability. At Monday night's meeting, the city's plan commission discussed changing nearly 100 parts of its subdivision and zoning rules. It would be one of the most substantial revisions this century to Green Bay laws governing land use and development. The city's zoning administrator, John Leroy, says zoning regulations have been inconsistent with the city's affordable housing priorities. In both the current comprehensive plan from 2003 and the city's latest vision of itself for the next quarter century. So what would the changes look like for your neighborhood? In general, the effect would be allowing more homes that are less expensive to build, more kinds of homes, and more people living on the same amount of land. Leroy said that a more extensive rewrite of the zoning code will happen sometime after the city council adopts a new comprehensive plan, which it's expected to do October 21st. Governor Evers wants to move forward with his plan to revamp Wisconsin prisons, which includes closing the Green Bay Correctional Institution. A news release issued yesterday says the governor will ask the State Building Commission, which he also chairs, to release $15 million secured through the bipartisan 2025-27 state budget. The Green Bay Correctional Institution is a 127-year-old overcrowded prison that leaders and advocates have discussed closing for years. Governor Evers' plan emphasizes not only revamping existing prison facilities, but also investing in rehabilitation programs to help address the state's growing prison population. The plan includes turning Waupun Correctional Institution into a state-of-the-art, medium-security, vocational village. The aim is to offer inmate training and workforce readiness so people getting out of prison can become contributing members of society, reduce their risk of reoffending, and improve public safety, according to Evers' statement. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first five games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will eventually thin later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s, a northeast breeze on the light side. Overnight, mostly clear in mid-40s. On Thursday, clouds will thicken back up. You may need the rain gear late in the day with some showers, lower 60s. Right now, it's 48.
WGBW. Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Spooky with Lil Red Riding Hood. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. But who is usually more afraid of the dark? Men or us ladies? You may be surprised. It's coming up on WGBW.
Why do you fill me up, buttercup, baby? Just to let me down. I waited around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. Worst of all, you never thought, baby, when you say you will.
heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a buttercup, baby? Just to let me down.
Strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Everything turns.
Time for peace.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW. My name is Laura McKenna. You hear that song in the daytime? Just my imagination running away with me. Not too ominous, but think about it at, say, midnight or 2 a.m. when you think you hear a bump in the night or see something in the shadows. Just my imagination running away with me. Little different context at that time. But who do you think, men or us ladies, self-admittedly, who is more afraid of the dark? It may not surprise you that men say that it's them, but they also claim to love scary movies more and even have nightmares after watching them, but they still want to. So I don't know where that leaves me because I love a good scary movie. In fact, Black Phone 2 in theaters this weekend. And if you saw the first, I bet you're excited about this next upcoming one.
Best Week Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Great Pumpkin Train rides again. This National Railroad Museum treat includes a train ride to the Pumpkin Patch, where you can find your own pumpkin to take home. Live entertainment too, October 11th and 18th. And join the Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle Half Marathon and 5K on October 26th. After crossing the finish line, celebrate with a crisp caramel apple and warm mug of their signature hot cider. Register at wisconsinruns.com/Green Bay Hot Cider Hustle. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale. Followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
On 97.9 WGBW, is fall foliage foliage season, however you say it, the leaves turning. Is that season going to be shortened this year? That's coming up in just about 25 minutes on WGBW.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Oh, honey.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but it can't see. Come to me.
She's walking.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. An Oshkosh man arrested for allegedly kicking his bleeding dog in the head last week appeared in court yesterday. 39-year-old Travis Gant was charged Tuesday for allegedly abusing a dog and then threatening family members who shared a video that led to his arrest, according to a criminal complaint. The incident happened last week at a home on Frederick Street. Police obtained a search warrant for the home and, according to the criminal complaint, found three adult dogs and four young puppies. Oshkosh Area Humane Society workers removed all seven dogs. Court records describe the dog that was seen being kicked in the head as somewhat non-coherent with obvious injury to the head and had difficulty standing up. Two people in the home described repeated acts of abuse by Gant. Gant denied abusing the animals to police, claiming the dogs were injured fighting each other. Gant also allegedly threatened people in the home, including an adult woman and a 13-year-old girl, for recording and sharing video of his interactions with the dogs, according to the complaint. Gant faces five charges, including intentionally mistreating animals and intimidating a witness. Wisconsin soybean farmers are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion soybean crop, but China has stopped buying U.S. soybeans this year. Wisconsin Soybean Association members say the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will eventually thin later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s, a northeast breeze on the light side. Overnight, mostly clear in mid-40s. On Thursday, clouds will thicken back up. You may need the rain gear late in the day with some showers, lower 60s. Right now, it's 48.
Today I'm more confused, yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Local news, timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Don't miss Pete Schwamba and Nightlight tonight starting at 6. But if you do, check out the podcast always at WGBW.fm.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
to what you see. You're even in my dreams, I could hear, baby, I could hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you, all I ever want to do is thank you, baby, thank you, baby.
Breaking.
local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW. So have there been signs that we are going to have a shortened fall colors season this year? So my leaves in the yard, they were hanging on to their green for a long time. They've started to kind of turn, but I haven't had too many dropping just yet. I haven't had to rake or mow up the leaves, although I've been thinking about it. But the entire country could see a shortened fall color season because about 40% of the country is currently in a drought, which is more than double the national average. And that causes, the drought condition causes leaves to turn brown and fall off the trees quicker. So they won't be hanging on and being beautiful for us for as long, which, I mean, come on, Mother Nature, just throw us a little bone somewhere.
Learn about the food you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart dairy, healthy planet. BricksteadDairy.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hardware Hank Denmark wants to point out that although bullying has always been seen as part of growing up, it's been linked to increased odds for drug and alcohol dependence. Bullying makes it harder for a person to realize their full potential, and in some cases has even caused children and young adults to take their own lives. This message from Hardware Hank Denmark on Broadway. Stop by or call 920-863-1787. They're always concerned for the safety of our children.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Ba 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 ba
Local news, timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Brewers off today. They're back in action in L.A. tomorrow. Mike Clemens with more sports at 11.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Holiday at a time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
tunes and timeless hits. WGBW.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So love. I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction. Long expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
Local news and timeless hits has your chance to win the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Keep listening to 97.9 WGBW to win those tickets. Friday, October 24th, that show is going to be at the Meyer Theater.
So twice, so twice.